This is being recorded.
Well, welcome everybody. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sometimes when we have questions for you, for those who are in the chat, I pop it in the chat so you can see that, but I also read it on the conference call. So I'm going to, before we do a round of introductions, I just want to explain a few things to you, and then I'll ask you to introduce yourself, which you already have done with each other, but I just don't know who you are yet, apart from your name and your community. So I'd like to just welcome you to, this is one of the three learning events that you're going to do as part of your training as a youth ambassador, and it's through the Recreation North training program. As I told you, my name's Caroline, and usually I work out of Whitehorse on my home, which is in the traditional territory of Huamantan First Nation and Tahn Quachan Council. But right now I'm down in the, not the west coast, but the west coast because it's raining. I'm looking after my elderly parents at the moment. So I thank you for joining me on the call. Let me just tell you a little bit about how the training works, especially if this is the first time that you've ever used online training, because this might feel fairly new to you and it might feel different. And that is totally okay because you know, you're not the only ones. I have other people who take training from us, and they've never done it this way before either. So the Recreation North training that you're going to be doing as part of your Youth Ambassador Program is part of a partnership called Recreation North. And if you've heard of the Recreation and Parks Association of Nunavut, they are one of the partners along with NWT and Yukon. A few years ago, Recreation North won something called the Arctic Inspiration Prize that you may have heard about, and we used that generous prize money to help us create the training. And then over the last few years, the government of Nunavut Sport and Rec Division has asked if we would help do some training for the Youth Ambassador Program, because it means that you can do training from your home community on your own sort of schedule without all the cost of traveling somewhere else and then, you know, missing school and things like this. So this way it fits in with some of your, what you're doing in your day-to-day life. Our normal Recreation North training program, which some of you might be interested in continuing after your youth ambassador, has 12 learning events. And once you've completed 12, then you earn a certificate in Northern Recreation Leadership. And a couple of people who've earned that so far are Molly from Whale Cove and Quentin from Santa Kilowak and Natalie from Iqaluit. So there are people who've gone through the training just like you're doing and starting already. So the training that we're doing, they're kind of like courses, but we call them training or actually learning events. So if you hear of me, myself or Corey talking about the learning event, that's this training. And each one, as Corey might have told you, goes for 4 weeks. And in the 4 weeks, we have two conference calls in week one and week three. And then in weeks two and four, you're asked to do an activity each week. And to successfully complete and earn a badge for completing this training, you need to participate in at least one of the two conference calls and do both of the activities. So the online, we're using something that's called like a learning management system. It just means that we go online to share some of the things, to share things like phone numbers, to share the activities, and to share some information. And so everybody got a login, and your login was your first name, all in little letters. And then most of you, if you've logged in, were asked to change your password. If you ever have a problem and can't remember your password, just let me know. Or if you can't remember how to get a hold of me, just get a hold of Corey, so that I can change your password for you, or I can tell it to reset it. So it's totally okay if you don't remember. No worries at all. When you log in, you'll see under My Courses two different things. One of them is Getting Started. Yeah.
Excuse me. I can't find the thing. It says the top, and I pressed your name by accident. Excuse me to say.
That's okay. Are you trying to find the course that we're in?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put it into the chat. It won't necessarily let you copy it out of there. You might have to copy and paste it. But what you do is I'll talk you through how to get there, and I'm going to explain it in case anybody else isn't sure how to get there. So what you want to do is the first thing that you're going to enter into your browser, whether it's Google or Safari or anything like that, is you can just put www, and I'll type it in here too, www dot, and then the word learn, L-E-A-R-N, and then a dot, and then Rec North, which is R-E-C-N-O-R-T-H dot C-A. So that's the first thing you put in. That lets you log in. And it will ask you to put your username and also your password. For anyone who's, if you're still not able to log in by the time we finish the call, then what I can do is you can stay on this conference call after, and I'll talk you through it again. I've learned how to explain things over the phone, so I'm sure if you're having a hard time, I can help you with that. Once you're logged in, what you're going to do is you're going to look for something that says My Courses, and usually there's a menu or there's things listed down the left-hand side of the page that opens. And if you don't have that left-hand side, there's three little bars up in the very top, in the top left-hand corner. And if you click those, that makes the menu pop out. And then you're going to look for the one that says RL101. And when you click on that, you should be able to get a page that lays everything out with an introduction at the top, and then a section for weeks 1 and 2, and a section for weeks 3 and 4. And most of the things that are in there, if you move your sort of mouse around on the page, you'll see where there's like a hyperlink, and a hyperlink just means that you go over it and you click on it, and then another page opens with some more ideas or with some more information. And so that's where you're going to find most of the information. So if you feel like you are not in the right spot, just stay on the call afterwards and I'll talk through it with you. I can also send you an email with more instructions about how to do it. And if you're not sure, please ask, because if you're not sure, that means somebody else might not be sure as well. The one thing that's really good about learning how to use this online, for those of you who haven't done it before, is that this is something that if you go to do post-secondary, somewhere else in Nunavut or somewhere else in Canada, you'll learn how to use this anyway. So this is a good thing for you for the future to learn how to do. I'm just going to pause then and ask if there's any questions. Does anyone have any questions about how this works so far? And I think some people have their phones muted and some people don't. So if you're somewhere and there's noise behind you, maybe just push the mute button on your phone, or you can press a *6 and that will mute you as well. Corey, do you think there's anything else I need to explain right now about how to use the learning space?
No, I think you pretty much covered everything.
Awesome. Okay, so let me tell you then how our conference calls work. So in our conference calls, I imagine we're in this great big circle. So I'm all the way over by Vancouver, which is a very long way away from some of you. So just imagine that we're all connected through this internet or telephone, wonderful Northwest Tel circle. And so today we're going to go in order of your first name and the alphabet, just because that's easy for me to start with, and then we'll change it around so it's not always the same order. So our circle for today will go from me to Andy to Chastity to Gabrielle to Ivan to Giselle to Manu Mikala to Rachel, Raymond, Shakira, Trevor Fisherian, and then Victor. And Megan will pop you in there too, and same with Corey towards the end. So that will be our circle. So sometimes on the conference calls, then I will ask you to do something like introduce yourself, and we'll go around in our circle that way so that you know when it's coming up to your time to talk. The other thing that for me is really important on our conference calls is for you to know that if you're not comfortable talking, that's okay, because listening is important too. So if you want to listen to other people and learn by listening and not, and you don't feel like you want to talk, just tell us pass and I'll know that you're listening, but we'll go to the next person. So either way that you're most comfortable is okay with me, because it's important to learn in many different ways. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off today with introductions. So I've explained how our circle goes. And I just would like you to tell me your name, your community, and a strength that you think helps yourself or someone else be a leader. And I'll give you an example, and I'm going to ask Corey and Megan to go next, just after me, just so you guys have some time to think about it. And then we'll start with Andy after Corey and Megan. I also, for people who are in the chat, I'll put the question in the chat, and that way you can read it if you're not, can't remember like me. Sometimes I can't remember what was asked. So let's put that in the chat. So this is a round of introductions. So this is how I would answer the first question, which is, please tell us your name and community. Share one strength that helps you or someone else be a leader. And I'm going to say that my name is Caroline. I live in Whitehorse. And one of the strengths that I try hard to practice is listening. I think that good leaders need to listen to other people as much or more than they need to talk. So Corey, I'm going to go to you, and then Megan. Then we'll go Andy, then Chastity, and then Gabriel. So over to Corey to answer that question.
So my name's Corey, as you guys all know. I live in Iqaluit. My original hometown is Amherst, Nova Scotia. But one strength that I believe that helps you be a good leader is to be a good communicator. So to have good communication skills and knowing how to communicate with the individuals you're leading, and maybe that includes some different communication techniques. So, yeah, just being a good communicator to whoever you're leading is a good strength that I think helps you be a good leader.
Thanks, Corey. Megan, I'd like to invite you to jump in, and then we'll go Andy, Chastity, Gabriel, and so on.
Yeah, hi. My name is Megan Hashi. I'm from Baker Lake. And one strength that I believe helps someone to be a leader is being open-minded. Thanks.
Thank you, Megan. Andy, would you like to introduce yourself and share a strength that you think helps either yourself or someone else be a leader?
My name is Andy. My hometown is Kingite. And I think a good leader is to be a very organized.
That's a very important strength, to be organized as a leader. Thank you, Andy. And welcome. Let's go Chastity, then Gabriel, then Ivan. So over to Chastity.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chastity St. John. I live in Alphabet, and I believe one of my strengths are being inclusive, being inclusive.
That's really important, because a good leader does make people feel included. So thank you for sharing that, Chastity. Let's go Gabriel, Ivan, and Giselle. So Gabriel, you first, or next, I guess.
Hi, my name is Gabriel Nina Taktok. I'm from Joe Haven, and I think one of my strengths as a leader is being flexible with whatever role I'm given.
Yeah, that's really important too, especially the way the world's changing quickly and the way the pandemic hit. We have to be very flexible and adapt to how things change around us. So thank you for sharing that. We're going to go next to Ivan, then Giselle, then Manon Michalas. Over to you, Ivan.
My name is Ivan. I'm from Kingite, and leaders have to be more determined.
Definitely. There's being determined and having that sense of direction where you're going is really important. So thank you, Ivan. Okay, we're going to go Giselle, then Manon Michalas, and then Rachel. Rachel, if you can't speak, that's okay. We understand. So over to Giselle.
Hi, my name is Giselle Kamuka. I'm from Dohaven, and I believe a good leader should be confident.
Oh, that is important too. That goes along with being determined, right? So the confidence also comes about through feeling confident about who you are as well. So thank you for sharing that. Okay, so over to Manon Michalas, and hopefully I'm not sure if I'm saying your name right, so please correct me if that's incorrect. And then Rachel, if you're on the phone, then Raymond and Shakira. So over to Manon Michalas.
Hi, I'm Manon, and I think leaders have to look learning new things.
I'm sorry, do they have to look which way? I didn't quite catch that.
Leaders have to love you, learning new things and also interesting, right?
That's right. That's a really good point about learning new things. So being a leader doesn't mean that you start and you know everything. Being a leader is constantly learning new things. So thank you for sharing that. Rachel, I'm not sure if you can jump in on the phone if you'd like to introduce yourself and also share a strength or something that helps someone be a leader.
Can I pass?
Sure, yes. Let's go to Raymond then, and after Raymond we'll go Shakira, and Trevor, you might want to jump in for Sharian as well, and then Victor. So Raymond, could you introduce yourself and share something that, a strength that you think helps people to, or someone to be a leader?
Raymond Ofoktok from Big Lake, and one of the strengths that I thought of is being innovative.
Oh, that's a really good one. Innovative because the world is changing around us and your community changes and people change, and sometimes you can't always do things the way we used to do them, right? We have to come up with new ways. So thank you for sharing that. That's important. Shakira, how about yourself? What is, if you'd like to introduce yourself and share a strength that helps you or someone else be a leader?
I'm Shakira Pudnit from Rankin, but originally from Coral, and I think good leaders should have respect.
Yeah. Can you say why you think respect is so important? Because I 100% agree with you.
When you're a leader with respect, more people are gonna like listen to you and try to cooperate with you.
Yeah, that's a really good way of explaining it. There's many different ways you could explain it, but I like how you said the cooperation, because people don't want to work with people if they don't feel respected. So that's really, really important. Thank you for sharing that. Trevor, did you want to jump in for Sharian and introduce yourself, the community, and maybe a strength that you think helps yourself or someone else?
Yes. Yeah, sure. My name is Trevor Smith. I'm the phys ed teacher here in Tulalip, Nunavut. And I believe that patience is a very important aspect when it comes to leadership. By patience, because, well, as a phys ed teacher, dealing with multiple kids, it's important that, you know, not every student is going to be on the same level. you know, so it's going to take time before we have every student up to par, you know, so I believe patience is very important as a leader.
Yeah, and sometimes things, like you're saying, suggesting, sometimes things happen faster and sometimes things happen slower, and
well,
the pace of life depends too.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so I think patience is probably the biggest thing I've learned over the years as a phys ed teacher. So I would say patience is very important.
Thanks for sharing that, Trevor. And Victor,
right,
I know you're the circle coming back around to me. So Victor, would you like to introduce yourself and share something that you think a strength that helps you or someone else be a leader? Hi.
Okay, I'm Victor Hedor. I'm from Naya. And they just said,
sorry, I missed that. I heard your name and your community. And is there something that you think makes yourself or someone else a strength that a leader has? Or is there one that somebody else has mentioned that you agree with? Okay, I think I can. Corey, can you hear Victor? I know we've had problems in the past with phones and stuff with Northwest Health. Corey, are you still there too? Megan, are you still there? Okay, I'm just wondering if
I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me. I couldn't hear Corey, but Corey said in the chat that he's here. All of a sudden, I thought I was the one who dropped off the call. So, Victor, are you still there?
I can't find the chat in the module.
You're having a hard time finding the chat?
Yeah.
And who's talking right now? I'll just check to see if you're there, if you're in.
This is Chastity.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Chastity. Thanks. It takes me a little bit to get used to people's voices to put with names. So if you're in, what do you see at the top of your computer screen?
I'm not using my computer.
Oh, okay. Are you on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll have to take a look at that and let you know afterwards. It's okay if you're not in the chat because you're on the call and I can hear you on the call. I just was having a hard time hearing Victor. So don't worry about it if you're not in the chat. I'll make sure that I say the question clearly so that you can follow it. Is that okay?
Yep, thank you.
Okay. I'll send you a message afterwards so you can see where to find it on the phone app as well. So thanks, everybody. I think that that's really interesting because you all came up with different words to describe strengths for leaders. And that tells me that you've already had experience with leaders. You might see yourself as a leader, or there might be someone else that you respect back in your community who you see as a leader. So if you were in the learning event, there is a link that says view the RL 101 presentation in English. You can also see it in Inuktitut or in French as well. So if you had opened that or looked at it, or if you're there and you can open it or look at it, slide 6 suggests that leadership comes from inside us. It's not something that comes from outside. It's something that we develop and we build from inside us, from within our families, and within our communities. Slide 7.
Which one do I have to press again?
For the chat or for the presentation?
Pardon?
For the chat one?
No.
So the chat is in, you go under week two, and then you click on conference call, which says number two conference call. And when you click on that, it says click here to enter the chat now. But if you're on a phone, I'm going to have to take a look at it after we finish our call. And what I'll do is I'll ask Corey to send everybody an email with the steps about how to get in the chat, depending on if you're using a computer or your phone. So we'll have to send that to you afterwards, if that's okay. So what I'd like to ask you about now is I'd like
to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry. We have one more on the line too, so I think she was just a little late getting on. We have Allie on the line too, so if you wanted to introduce her, I do believe that we have one more on the line now too.
Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself then? Did you say it's Allie?
Yeah, well, Allison, but I do believe she goes by Allie. I'll let her confirm that.
Okay. Hi, Allie or Allison. Would you like to just introduce yourself and the community that you're from?
Yes. My name is Allison Killabook. I'm from Penguin, Nunavut. A personal strength that helps us be a leader is working together and listening to other people.
That is awesome. Thank you. So cooperating, working together, and listening to others. Thank you. And I'm sorry if I missed you there. Welcome to the call. And I don't know if you heard my introduction, but I'm Caroline, and I'm from the Yukon from Whitehorse. So I really appreciate you joining the call. So what we're going to do then is one of the things in this one, in this training for this week, is trying to figure out what leadership means to you and how and the different ways that you're a leader. Because even by signing up for the Youth Ambassador Program, you guys are already leaders in your community. And as you work through your training as a youth ambassador, you're going to develop more leadership skills. And then if you get the opportunity to be part of Team Nunavut at some of the upcoming major games, you'll be a leader by representing Nunavut when you go with Team Nunavut to those games. So I think it's really important to see ourselves and yourselves as leaders and to figure out where your strengths are and also where you might be able to or where you want to grow. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask you a similar question to the last one, but it is a little bit different. What I'd like to ask you is let me skip to a different question then here. So I'm going to ask you, how are you a leader in your community? And I'll put that into the chat. Last time we started with Andy, so I'm wondering if we can go backwards in our circle this time. I'll start and we'll go Corey and Megan, or Megan's left. So I'll start and then we'll go to Corey. And then Victor, I see that you're in the chat, so if your phone's not working great or if I can't hear you, you can also put your answer into the chat. And then from Victor, we'll go to Trevor, Shakira, Raymond. So we're going to go backwards in our order this time. So what I'd like to ask you is, how do you see yourself, or how are you a leader in your community? And that's a hard one for me because I do a lot of work from home. But I see myself as a leader with the people that I work with. I live in a larger community of Whitehorse, and it's pretty big, so it's hard to be a leader in a big community. But I work with a lot of people who work in recreation. So I see myself as a leader because I like to set an example for what's important in recreation. So I try to be an example, and that's perhaps how I'm a leader. Corey, can I ask you to see if you can respond to that question, and that will give everyone else a chance to think of their answer. And after Corey, we'll go to Victor, Trevor, Shakira, and if you're in the chat and you'd rather answer in the chat, you can do that too. So over to you, Corey.
Thanks, Caroline. A way I think I'm a leader in my community here in Iqaluit is through coaching hockey. So in my previous job, I was a recreation coordinator and did a lot of programs with kids. One of them was being hockey. Have lots of experience in that, so I believe that I'm a leader just by being on the ice and giving my expertise in coaching the kids and also sharing any knowledge I do have with any other coaches that might want to learn more about coaching and becoming interested in it. So that's one way I think I'm a leader in the community.
Awesome. Thank you, Corey. Victor, how about yourself? I'm sorry I wasn't able to hear you super clearly last time, so maybe it might work better now. How are you a leader in your community? Okay, I'm not sure if I can hear Victor. Corey, can you hear Victor, or is it just me? Oh, Victor popped in the chat.
No.
Okay, thanks, Victor.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's go to Trevor.
Hi. So I guess as an educator and just a public figure, it's important that I conduct myself in a positive and professional manner. And we function as, I guess, as role models for children. So in that regard, they see us as, I guess, as leaders. So and also setting, I guess, positive examples for them to emulate. Also, you know, organizing, you know, things like, you know, the Terry Fox Run and things like that, and having programs after school and showing these showing students how to, you know, use the weight room and things like that, and you know, different activities and things, sports. I feel like, and also repping hockey and stuff like that, I feel like, you know, makes me, I guess, a leader in the community that I'm in.
Great, thanks. So as a PE teacher, you're also a role model, and you take the leadership in making sure that things happen for people in your community, not just at school. Thank you for sharing that, Trevor.
Exactly.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Shakira, how about yourself? Do you may see yourself as a leader? And if so, how do you think how are you a leader in your community? What sorts of things do you do?
I think I'm a leader by helping grade 12, like, motivate them to finish school, giving them clothing if they need, like, just being there for the grade 12 students to help them finish school.
That's awesome. That's a really important. So you're kind of like a peer. You support your peers. You're a mentor. You encourage. That's how. And you encourage people to be successful in completing grade 12.
Yep.
That's a really important one. It must feel very rewarding when you see people that you've encouraged finish and complete their grade 12 and earn their grade 12, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Okay, we're going to go Raymond, and then I think, Rachel, you can jump in if you can talk when it's your turn, and then Manu as well. So let's go to Raymond next. So, Raymond, how are you a leader in your community? What sorts of things do you do?
I haven't thought of an answer.
That's okay. If you think of one, you can come back around, or you can just listen. Corey, can you respond to Chastity on the? So she can't hear anyone on the phone, so she might have to hang up and phone back in again. Maybe you can respond to her on the chat.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, will do.
Okay, and Rachel, did you want to pass on this question too? Okay. How about Manu? Can I call you Manu? Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't like mispronouncing people's names, so thank you, and tell me if it's not quite right. So thank you. How do you see yourself as a leader?
I think I am a role model for the younger students in school. I am open-minded, and I am a hunter, and most likely I help the elders.
That's wonderful. So you're a leader not only with children that are younger than you, but by helping the elders in your community, you're also a leader, and you play a very important role setting, being a role model for other people too, about taking care of others. Thank you for sharing that. Let's go next to Giselle, Ivan, and Gabriel. So Giselle, how are you a leader in your community? What do you do?
I am a leader in my community by helping junior girls learn with volleyball and also being a supervisor with recreation here in Joehaven.
Awesome. So you help younger, like what grades do you help with volleyball? Or what ages?
7, 8, and 9.
That's great. They're the right age to be working towards the Arctic Winter Games.
Yeah.
And you also work as a recreation assistant, too?
Yeah.
That's excellent. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's good to hear, good to know. Thank you. Those are definitely important leadership roles, like helping people enjoy and grow through sport and recreation is a really important way to help them also gain confidence and gain skills and become a leader. We'll go Ivan, Gabriel, and then I think Chastity might have rejoined the call. So, Ivan, how about yourself? How are you a leader in your community?
I'm a leader by being a youth coordinator at the youth center, and I work 30 hours a week.
Really? That's a lot. Do you do activities at the youth center? Like, you run activities or programs or keep it open so people can come?
Yes, we open activities there.
That's great. So you work like 5 nights a week or something like that?
Yeah, I go to school then go to work after school.
That's a long day for you. What ages are the youth that come into the youth center?
7 to 12 and 13 to 18.
Wow. You sound like a busy leader. You're definitely a leader doing that, but you sound busy. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
Okay. We'll go to Gabriel, and then Chastity, then Andy, then Allison. So, Gabriel, how are you a leader in your community?
I think I'm a leader by being more and more comfortable putting myself out there and by helping others be comfortable about themselves by adapting to their I can't figure out the word right now.
Yeah, but helping them adapt to whatever their circumstances are.
Yeah,
and that's putting yourself out there and being comfortable helping others, it takes a lot of confidence, and it takes a lot of determination too. So those were some of the strengths of leaders. So I imagine that as a leader, if you're putting yourself out there and helping other people in ways that you see they need your help, then you're also probably quite determined leader and gaining confidence in that. So thank you for sharing that. Chastity, did it work for you to join the call again?
Yeah, it did. It accidentally connected to our SUV.
Oh, okay. So I don't know if you heard the question then. I'll repeat it again just to make it easier. The question is, how are you a leader in your community? Or what do you do to show that you're a leader?
For me, I think I a leader in my community by joining a lot of after school clubs and encouraging my friends or the people that are in school to join as well, by also trying to make time for my friends, my other work, and also babysitting.
Well, so you're busy too, like a number of people on the call. It sounds like you're trying to, help other people, join clubs, encourage others, and also look after younger children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then in a lot of those ways, you might see yourself as encouraging and supporting and being that type of leader, and then also maybe being a role model with the younger children that you spend time with. So thank you very much for sharing that, and I'm glad we got the phone sorted out. Okay, let's go to Andy and then Allison. So Andy, how are you a leader in your community, or what do you do to show that you're a leader?
Last year, we didn't have any arena. Me and my friends built a rink behind our school by shoveling for the community. After a week of shoveling, we had some help from a local contractor. I was nominated and I received a leadership award for my work with the rink.
That is awesome. So you guys had the idea, and you had the idea that there's no arena, so you're going to create an outdoor rink, and you did all the work, and you asked somebody to help flood it and everything like that.
Yes, and a firefighter flooded the rink.
That's wonderful. So you took the leadership role. You were a leader in making sure that your community had somewhere to go skating because the arena was closed down or not working, right?
Yeah, I made my teacher help shovel for me too.
Okay, good. You recruited a few people to help. That's wonderful. I bet you got some great pictures of people enjoying the outdoor rink that you created. So thank you for sharing that. Allison, how about yourself? How are you a leader in your community, or what do you see yourself doing that other people might think of you as a leader?
I teach kids at the school playing volleyball last year with vice principal.
Oh, okay. So you help other, like, are they elementary school or high school kids? Like what grades?
Around grade 6 to grade 8.
That's wonderful. And so they look up to you as a coach then, because you're helping coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great. It's wonderful to hear all the different ways you guys already are leaders. And I think what is so interesting is when we talk about sport and recreation, which is the Youth Ambassador Program is not just about sport and recreation, but it's about developing your leadership skills through sport and recreation. And sport and recreation gives you many, many opportunities to grow as a leader, to become a stronger leader, and for other people in your communities to see you as a leader as well. And I bet you can all think of somebody in your community who's 5 years older, 10 years older, maybe 20 years older than you, who also is a leader through sport or recreation. And that's, I think, the wonderful thing about sport and recreation is you can continue doing that for your life, really. So thank you for taking the time to share that with me. I think really, just to summarize for today or to wrap up our call, for me, leadership really is about listening and learning from others and then always thinking about where do I want to go next. So someone earlier mentioned sort of learning is about leadership and patience and growing And so part of what we're going to invite you to do through the Youth Ambassador Program is set yourself down a path of where you see you might like to go or where there's some opportunities for you to become an even stronger leader than where you're at right now. If you happen to be poking around in the learning event, there is one slide on the presentation slides, and I'll send it to you. It shares a story from David Clark from Rankin Inlet. And I know some of you are from Rankin, so you might know David. And some of you who play hockey might know David as well. And this is a story that David shared with me 6 years ago or 7 years ago now. But he helped us, Recreation North, win the Arctic Inspiration Prize. And he did what I call an oral letter. So he spoke his letter of support, and then we wrote it down for him. And he said, it's paramount that leadership is shared among many. And I think what he means by that is there's never just one leader in a community. A community is really strong if we have lots of different leaders and if people are leaders in different ways. So obviously you don't want like 10 people being a coach for volleyball and no other leaders. But if you have one or two people coaching volleyball, somebody running the youth center, somebody who's a recreation assistant, somebody coaching hockey, somebody encouraging students at school, then you have a lot of leadership spread out across the community. And I think then your community becomes a lot stronger. And so I really want you to think about over the next week or two how you can help support your community and people in your community to be stronger and healthier through your own leadership. So next week we don't have a conference call, but you do have an activity to do, and it's due on Wednesday. I will remind you about it, and so will Corey. It shouldn't take you too long, but what it asks you to do is think about three questions. And then for each question, you're going to write an answer, or you can draw an answer. So my throat's getting scratchy. So you can prepare something that tells us about who is a leader in your life, what is a symbol that represents this person's leadership, explain what the symbol represents, and describe how you're a leader. So I'm okay. You can share that information with us for your activity any way you want to. Some people just write it out. Some people draw me a picture and put words on and then take a picture with their phone and put it in and share it through what's called the forum, and I'll explain what the forum is. And other people text it to me because they can't quite figure out how to put it there, and I can put it there for you. You can also some people write a poem about it. Or a story. It's totally up to you. And so when you share this, then take time to think about and look at what other people have shared. So I'll give you an example. I did this activity with some people a few weeks ago, and one person talked about how her mother was like a tree almost, and that the tree would grow, and as it had leaves, it helped nourish people around it with strength and with things and grow other leaders. So the seeds came off the tree and other people became leaders from that tree. So that was her symbol. Some people have used sort of a hand as a leader, but usually people pick something in nature for the symbol. So the way that you share this then is you're going to, when you're in the learning event, you're going to look for number three, activity number three under weeks 1 and 2. And it's listed under where you found the conference call. And it says, how do I understand leadership? And when you click on that link for number three, how do I understand leadership, it opens a new page that gives you the instructions. And then to share it, you're going to click on the blue box or the teal colored box that says add a new discussion topic. And when you click on that, it will help you put some writing in there or put a picture in there. I'll make sure that Corey and I share with you an example of how to do that in case you're not quite sure. And if you're really not sure, I'll also give you my phone number. You can phone or text me to ask, and I can help you through it. Let me just go around because it's the end of our call. I just want to ask if you have any questions before we finish. So I'm going to go the opposite direction around our circle, and you just say, if you have a question, ask it, and if not, just let me know, pass or no, I don't have a question. So, Allison, any questions so far?
No.
Thank you. Andy, any questions? And Andy must have, may have popped off the call because I see he's left it or entered the chat. Chastity, any questions?
No.
Thanks. Gabriel, any questions?
No.
Ivan, any questions at all? And maybe Ivan's still on mute. I can come back or you can jump in. Giselle, any questions? Any questions?
No.
Okay, and Manu, any questions? And thanks for your compliments in the chat.
They just popped in the chat, Caroline, that Mitchell, their mentor, accidentally hung them up, so all three of them are not anymore, but they said they don't have any questions.
I see that. Thank you. Okay, Raymond, any questions?
No.
Shakira?
Is activity due this Wednesday or next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday. We only have one thing each Wednesday, so when there's a conference call, there's no activity, so your activity is due next Wednesday, which I think is October 27th.
Okay, thank you.
That way you can enjoy your reading week. Thanks. Trevor, do you have any questions for Sharian?
No questions.
Awesome. And Victor, any questions at all? And for those of you that can still hear me on the call, I'm not sure, in the past, Corey can agree or with me, I think we've had sometimes, for some reason, the phone stops working that you can't hear us or we can't hear you. And I'm not sure why it does that. We've had that with a couple of different communities. So my apologies when that happens. But I would like to say thank you so much for joining today's call. I'm just going to stop the call recording, and I'm going to turn it over to Corey in case you have any last comments or anything. Let me see if I can say this right. Kwana or Nakermik, or I know there's, Nakermik, and there's other ways to say thank you, but I'll ask you to share those with me next week or next call. Thank you. Over to you, Corey.
Thanks, Caroline. And not much for me. Just a